The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
This evening, first of all, I want to thank Daddy for this great opportunity.
There
is an honor. Because for a man of God as a scholar, and then he will say, come, it's a blessing. Please, let's put our hands together for hallelujah.
Amen.
And also, Mommy, very powerful woman of God.
Father,
I love her counseling.
I see, Odon, I put you up here.
But I've been taking a lot of counseling from her, so. It has been helpful. Please let put her hallelujah.
Amen.
And my brother, Pastor Roger, please let's give for him also. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For this house is my house.
Now, if you had
I've come home.
Fear.
And God bless you. Put your hands together for
yourself.
Amen.
Amen.
For the day I was told that I would come here one of the days. I was thinking about a whole lot of things. That is, this pastor, you just come. Anything God lays on your heart, come. But you can't just come like that because it's a very powerful altar. You can't stand here and do anything. And so I said to myself, this is another step to the next level in my life. The first day I came to preach here, from there the Lord opened a bigger door for me.
Now, if you want
to go and preach at the women ministry retreat.
Now,
so when he said, come for today and tomorrow, I say, another level has come. And I believe you go to the next level tonight.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have a very great man of God.
But
anytime I pray for him, the Lord tells me a lot of things about him. One of the things the Lord continues to tell me is that your father is a reservoir. Make sure you fetch some, you drink more from that reservoir.
And
that have been in my head all the time. So
any
time I come to him, I want to fetch something and go away. And I want to tell you that please make sure you also drink more from this reservoir. And your life will not be the same. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ever since I connected myself to this man of God, let me tell you a few things and then we'll pray. For so many years I've been praying that God give me a father that I can submit to. Reverend Enim is my father also.
Enim is your papa.
But I want somebody who understands me and can tell me, son, do this, go there, do this. For 5 years I've been praying about it. One day, God showed me that this is your father. And when I came to him, he accepted me wholeheartedly. And since that day, my life has not been the same. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're struggling in the church to take care of certain things in the house. You went there, said, I want to go and know your place and pray. He prayed. 2 weeks later, somebody just came and redo the ceiling and make the room everything new for us.
I said, no, prepare some money, maybe we more na.
And I said, yes.
Oh, but can I say, Obeba? Yes, I understand. I ain't asked for them or no, or bompire and that crow, or so, even our so, Mammy Cosha or call bompire no, or be Abayinina.
Especially I've been in the church for all this while.
And so, I'll make a claim.
Yes, she has never done that.
That's no, yes, Ada.
It takes somebody's grace to break the ground.
I just said, oh, be Adam. Letting you to me, Abba.
As I'm talking to you right now.
I saw no cases
I bring. Another person have come to also tie all the floor for us.
Will be full friends, so they tie a bed.
There is grace in this house.
I do my own.
I'm telling you, after this 100 days, something will change in your life. You will also give a testimony about the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's turn our Bible to Genesis 32, verse 22-31. Genesis 32, verse 22-31. That night, Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two female servants, his 11 sons, and crossed the ford to the Jabbok. After he had sent them across the stream, he sent over all his possessions. So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip, so that his hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man. Then the man said, "Let me go, for it is daybreak." Jacob replied, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." The man asked him, "What is your name?" "Jacob," he answered. Then the man said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with humans and have overcome." Jacob said, "Please tell me your name." But he replied, "Why do you ask my name?" Then he blessed him there. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "It is because I saw God face to face, and yet my life was spared." The sun rose above him as he passed Peniel, and he was limping because of his hip. Father, we thank you tonight as we listen to your word and enter into your prayer. May the moments of change to our next level happen. And let your name be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now is my time, is the theme for the 100 days. But tonight I want to talk about how to actualize your time now. How to actualize your time now. You know, this story is one of the common stories that we almost refer to. When Isaac was old and decided he wanted to bless his children before he died, he told Esau to go fetch him very powerful food so that he can bless him.
Isaac, I'm going to go to the house.
Jacob and his mother connive and deceive his Isaac and then took the blessing of the brother away. The brother has run away with the blessings of so many years and is coming back home. But you see, because of certain tag on him, he never wanted to go back home the same. So on the way back, he decided to leave alone and pray to God. So Bible says that when all men, when he has sent all his children and his possessions and wife ahead of him,
he was left alone, and a man wrestled with him. So the Bible said they wrestled until daybreak. So when the day was about to break, he said, "Let me go, for it is daybreak." Jacob said, "Unless you bless me, until you bless me, I will not let you go."
Jacob said, "I just said,
until you change my story, I will not let you go."
And
so Bible said that he continued to wrestle with this angel of
war.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so as the struggle and the wrestle went on, the man touched his hip in the mind that he will let him go. So the Bible said that he was limping, yet he was wrestling with the man. And so the Bible says that the man asked him, "What is your name?"
Said,
"So my name is Jacob," he said. From today, you no longer be called Jacob. You be called Israel. Because you wrestled with man and with humans and you prevailed. Now there are two lessons I want us to learn here, and then we are challenging to prayer. For you to actualize your time now, the one first thing that you must do is that you must persevere in prayer. Persevere in prayer. This young man has been wrestling with the man throughout the whole night.
And
he was wrestling with him. He was so tired. The man didn't touch his socket. The man was limping and limping. Yes, he said, "I will never let you go. Because my change must happen now. Because now is my time. It is possible I must not get you again. If I allow you to go today, when again will I have this encounter with you?" And so until you bless me, I will not let you go. Until you bless me, I will not let you go. Child of God, listen to me. So how long have you prayed? You have been praying. The man Jacob has been praying throughout the whole night. He wanted his change to happen now. Any child of God that wants to have a change now must persevere in prayer. And as you persevere in prayer, then your time shall come. And I want to encourage somebody tonight, as you voice up in prayer, as you persevere in prayer, may your change happen now.
Amen.
Let your change happen now.
Amen.
Let your change happen now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Persevere in prayer.
The
Bible said there's a young lady called Hannah. Bible say year after year, Hannah will go to Shiloh. She will go there with her husband Elkanah and worship the Lord. But Hannah needed a change in her life. She needed a child in her life. She's having so many years that's not giving
pain.
So the Bible says, one particular day, the river Penina got her angry. So she decided not to eat. And she went before the Lord. Bible says she was praying. She was groaning in prayer. But the voice wasn't heard. It came to a point when the prison asked a woman, "Will you out? you have been drinking so early morning like this.
Na edupe pensibi na osopu ni misa se inti anopetititi na wabu misa se.
Then the woman said, man of God, listen to me. This one you have got it wrong. I am a woman of grievance. I
have
pouring my heart before the Lord. There must be a change in my life. I could not eat in my own house because I'm a childless. God, this is my time. I will never leave this Shiloh the same way. You must change my life. Let there be a change now. Let there be a change now. And the Bible says, the man look at her and say, oh woman, go in peace. May God grant your heart desire. As you persevere in prayer today, I pray God grant your heart desire. As you persevere in prayer today, may God bring you to your now. I said, Lord, bring you to your now. Receive your grace for now.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Child of God, how long have you prayed?
Maybe last year, 100 days, you were praying and fasting.
It looks
as if nothing's happening.
That's what you see.
But I can assure you, don't give up in prayer. Continue to pray. Press on. Push on. In your closet, press on. In the night, press on. In the afternoon, press on. In the daytime, press on. When all are asleep, wake up and go to God. And as you persevere in prayer, one of these days, your story will change. And as standing as a servant of God, as you persevere and travel tonight, may God bring your miracle.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what people will say. Just continue pressing on. It doesn't matter what people will talk about. Child of a woman being will always say things to embarrass you. But one thing I want you to know is that remain focused on God. Continue to look unto Him. It doesn't matter how long it takes. There shall be a way. I said there shall be a way. And I pray in the name of Jesus, as you pray tonight, and as you continue to pray, may the Lord come through for you. This is your time. This is your hour. This is the moment of your breakthrough. Come and receive that grace.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Child of God, persevere in prayer. You want something now? Persevere in prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One of the scriptures that make me so glad when I'm praying and continue to pray, knowing that something will happen, is that Daniel. Daniel prayed to get understanding or the vision he has seen.
No,
the first day, he didn't know what was happening. But he was praying.
That's not one prayer.
He was praying.
Not one prayer.
Not knowing the first day he prayed.
No, you said not that he can't one prayer. No.
The miracle has happened.
Not our DNC.
But the priest of Persia.
That's what Persia, my poma.
Blocked the chance.
Almost you quite know.
That you know, access his blessing.
Not
but because he persevered in prayer. But because he persevered in prayer. After 21 days, there was a release. Tonight, by the word of God, there shall be a release. Let the Lord release.
Amen.
Your miracle unto your life.
Amen.
Keep praying. I said, keep praying. Don't give up on God. You want to utilize your time now? Persevere in prayer. Number two, you want to utilize your time now? You must have an encounter, your personal encounter with the Lord. Have a personal encounter with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Jacob was left alone,
Bible
says he wrestled with a man. This was a personal encounter. An angelic encounter. and encounter that unfairness level.
And
encounter that change level. Child of God, listen to me. Don't depend on what people are saying.
Men,
can I say that again? Don't depend on what others are saying.
Men, I want to
depend upon the word of God.
I want to
base your prayer on the word of God. And as you base your prayer on the word of God,
now do
you shall have this encounter. No man has an encounter with God and remain the same.
Oh, Bible says
there was a man called Saul.
Now, John said, "No, baby, friend is Saul."
He was persecuting the church. He was arresting the men of God, putting them to prison, seeking permission from the kings and the chiefs and persecuting them. But the Bible says, on the way of
Damascus,
he had an encounter with the Lord. The light of God shone upon his face, and the man could not see again. Beginning from that day, his status changed. The time is now. If you have an encounter with the Lord, your change happened instantly.
Hallelujah.
Amen. If you have an encounter with the Lord, your change happened instantly. I pray for somebody tonight. As you pray in the name of Jesus, may you have an encounter with the Lord. As you persevere in prayer, may you have an encounter with the Lord. And as you have an encounter with the Lord, let your change come now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Anyone that have encountered a personal encounter with this Lord Jesus, his life changed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am coming from a background that know God. That is why, when God led me to this man of God, getting to know him more and more,
now,
and now I understand it better why God led me to him.
But
it looks like what he has gone through,
now, I said, we are from no.
The kind of background he was coming
from,
my own is similar to that of him. He's coming from a background full of demons.
They
were idol worshippers. And I'm also coming from the same background. My father is a priest for thunder. And I'm supposed to inherit him after his death. But when I have encountered with Jesus, my focus changed. My status changed. Today I'm talking about Jesus Christ. Today I'm preaching about the gospel. Even though he's worshiping his idols, when he encounters certain challenges, he will put a call through. Pastor, I'm going through this. Can you pray for me? When they ask him, where are your ghosts?
Now, and
he said, oh, son, we know that your God is powerful.
Oh, to me.
But you see,
so here,
we too, we must worship the ancestral God.
Yes.
Then I told him, Father, if your God cannot come through for you in terms of difficulties, that God need not be worshipped. Come to my Jesus. He will prepare you. He will change your life. He will put you at a point where people look at you. They will ask people, who is that coming? Because God has changed your status. I pray for somebody tonight. Have a personal encounter with the Lord Jesus. Have a personal encounter with the Lord Jesus. There shall be a change. There shall be a change. There shall be a change. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
How long have you prayed?
In
the There are levels in the ranks. We are just coming. These are the generals. So if you are following a general, you must try to follow his footsteps. Then you shall be called the sons and daughters of the general. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am here tonight to encourage you, brothers and sisters. That there is a God in heaven who is still doing the miracles you have heard about today, yesterday. There is a God in heaven who is in the business of miracles. Have a personal encounter with him. Have a personal encounter with him. There shall be a change. There shall be a change. This evening I stand on the altar of the Lord Jesus. And I pray in the name of Jesus, let there be a change. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the change must be now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In fact, when I was praying, God gave me a message, tomorrow I will come and preach. In fact, when Daddy was preaching, I was speaking on podcast yesterday.
And I know I saw podcast and Paul a few years on the panel.
Then he mentioned, he said, 1st October we'll have ISIS sacrifice.
I said, that the kind
I said, my God.
I said, my coupon.
This was the message God gave me.
When you are saying, I'm in the
Friday.
I said, Fiada.
Let there be sacrifice.
May I have for a Bobby?
When you take action.
Now, offer you my dear beer.
God take action.
And
the action is now. Tomorrow come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It tells you that God doesn't make mistake by bringing man of God at one particular time. You know why? For all these 52 days you have spent, God has brought some men of God to come and take and do and lead you to pray. I've been coming here and going.
Baba,
I've not mentioned anything. Yesterday he says, son, today and tomorrow you are coming.
I say,
this is the time.
This
is the time.
Where you are,
and the time is now.
Hey,
your change must happen now. Your change must happen now. Your change must happen now. Let it happen now.
Amen.
But if you want it now,
open it,
two things. Persevere in prayer. Have a personal encounter with the Lord Jesus. Pastor, I've been preaching and praying every day. Sometimes he tells you some of the encounters he has. You have been hearing these words of God every day. What is your personal encounter with the word of God? It is your personal encounter that brings your personal change. I pray in the name of Jesus that you have this a personal encounter today that will bring an instant change in your life.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Tonight I want to pray.
And you will see a bumpire.
Lord, the grace to persevere in prayer. The grace to persevere in prayer. 100 days, we are left with so many days again to pray. About 48 days to pray more. Give me the grace to persevere.
And
once I persevere, let me have a personal encounter that will change my life. The Bible says, Jacob held on to the angels until you bless me. I was thinking about something. Assuming Jacob was not able to prevail over this angel. And the angel left. What would have happened to him? Because it was after the encounter. When his name was changed. When he saw his brother Esau coming. He was scared. But the brother embraced him. Because he had an encounter that transformed his life. May your encounter with the Lord to not bring a certain change in your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We want to pray, child of God. Let us pray. Lord, I need your grace to persevere in prayer, to actualize my time now. I need your grace to persevere. Shall we please be on our feet? Say, Lord Jesus, tonight I come to you. I need your grace to persevere in prayer. I need your grace to persevere in prayer, to actualize my time now. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we call upon your name for the grace to persevere, for the grace to persevere. Let your grace fall. Bless the grace for the prayer, the grace to persevere in 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 prayer. Lord, over, Lord, over, Kadela, Iya Baba, Iya Kabaya, Reka Baba Yanda, Iya Le Baba Kabaya, Dele Baya, Iya Kabaya, Iya Le Baba Baya, Iya Le Baba Baya, Iya Le Baba Baya, Iya Le Baba Baya, Iya Kabaya, Raba Baya, Iya Le Baya, Iya Le Baya, Iya Le Baya, Raba Baya, Iya Le Baya, Iya Le Baya. Your grace, O Lord, your grace, your grace, your grace, your grace, your grace, O Lord, your grace, 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 to persevere, your grace, to persevere, your grace, to persevere, your grace, to persevere. Your grace 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 to persevere. Your grace. Your grace, your grace, your grace, your grace, your grace, your grace, to persevere, your grace, to persevere, your grace, to persevere, in prayer, in prayer, in prayer, in prayer, in prayer, in prayer, in prayer. Lord, I need your grace, I need your grace, I need your grace. I need your grace, I need your grace to persevere in prayer, to persevere in prayer. Rakabaya, rakabakaba, rakababaya, iyelebabaya, ayelebaya, ayelebaya, iyelebaya, iyelebaya, iyabaya, iyabaya, rakabaya. The grace to have an encounter with you. Oh Lord, in the name, Rakabaya, Yelebabaya, Yalabaya, Yalabaya, Yelebaya, Yelebaya, Yalabaya, Yelebaya, Rakababaya, Rabaya, Ayalababaya, Yelebabaya, Yalabaya, Yelebaya, Yalabaya, Yelebaya, Yelebaya, Ayalabaya,
Your grace, Lord, I need your grace to persevere in prayer, to persevere in prayer. Rakabaya, Ielebaya, Ielabaya, 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 Rakababaya, Ielabaya, Ielabaya, Rakabaya, Ielabaya, Ielabaya, your God, your grace, 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 your grace upon our life, your grace to persevere, to persevere, to persevere, to persevere, to persevere, to persevere. A change, a change, a change. Rakabaya, Rabaya, 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 Rakabaya, Ayalabaya, Rababakaba, Rakabaya, Ayelebaya, Makabaya, Rekabaya, Rakabaya, Ayalabaya, Ayelebaya, 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 Rakabaya, Yelebaya, Yelebaya, Ayelebaya, Ayah, Rakabaya, Yelebaya, Yelebaya, your grace, your grace, your grace, your grace, your grace, your grace, Ayakaba, Yalabaya, 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 Rakabaya, Rababaya, Rakabaya, let it have it, be obeyed, for grace to persevere, for grace to persevere. The grace to persevere, the grace to persevere. I yell, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need the grace to persevere.
You hear Adam the attack or so?
The next prayer point is that.
Let us be on the same.
Lord.
Eradiah.
Just as you did it for Jacob.
Send away my Jacob, no.
It is my time.
I do, memory, so.
Do it for me.
Yeah, mommy, so.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Jacob had an encounter with the Lord,
Jacob, the
change was instant.
In
before the angel left him, or before he left the angel,
and son of
he was no longer Jacob.
Now, Jacob,
he became Israel.
No, but why Daniel Israel?
New thing has taken place.
The
next level has manifested. So when you persevere in prayer, and you have an encounter with the Lord, the change is instant. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord.
Eradi.
Just as you did it for him.
Send away my Jacob, no.
Do it for me also.
Yeah, mommy, so.
Beloved,
Adam,
that is how you can have a testimony. When you have this personal encounter.
Now
when you
say
and the change happens.
Now is this an
certain things come your way freely.
In
you no longer struggle for anything again.
Okay?
They come because the level of change. So I praise the Lord just as you did it for Jacob. It is my time. Do it for me now. It is my time. Do it for me now. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice.
Lift up your voice. Lord, it is my time. It is my time. It is my time. Do it for me. Let it change. Happen. Let it change. Happen. Lord, Lord, let me be the next on line. Let me be the next on line to testify about a change at my time. Lord, do it for me. Do it for me. Do it for me. It is my time. It is my time. Lord, change, change, and change to the next level. I need it. Rakababaya, Ielebabaya, Iekabaya, Rababakaba, Iendalabaya, Ielebabaya, Ielebaya, Ayakabaya, Rababakaba, Rekabaya, Iendalabaya, Ielebaba, Ielebaba, Ielebaya, Ayalabaya, Ayalabaya, Rakababaya, Iendalababaya, Ielebaba, Ielebaba. Oh Lord, the change for my life is now, is now, is now. My financial breakthrough is now. My power is now. My industry, let the challenge be over. Now, no, now, now, now. Lord Jesus, I need a change in my life. In the name of Jesus, now is my time. Concerning my finances, concerning my family, concerning my ministry, the change is now. The change is now. The change is now. The change. The chain is not. 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 Rakababaya, Ayalababaya, Ielebalabaya, Ielebalabaya, Ielebalabaya. Release your blessings. Rakababaya, Ielebalabaya, 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 Rakababaya, Ielebalabaya, 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 Rakababaya, Rabaya, Rabaya, Iebaya, 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 Rabaya, Iebaya, Iakabaya, Ielebabaya, 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 Ielebalabaya, 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 Ielebalabaya. Oh Lord, I need the change. I need the change now, 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 now. I need the change. I need change. Concerning my marriage, my ministry, my finances, a change for the better, a change for the better, a change for the best, a change for the best, a change for the best, a change for the best. Now, now, now. Kabaya, Rekababaya, Yandelebaya, Ayakabaya, Rebabaya, for the next level, and change for the next level, and change for the next level. A Kabaya, Yele Babaya, a Yele Baba, Yele Baba, Yele Babaya, a Yele Baba, Yele Baba, a Yele Baba. In the name of Jesus Christ.
We are praying that Lord.
Bumpai said, ready.
Release my blessing now.
Sani mi shura ne sabre.
When Jacob had an encounter with the angel.
Amra Jacob ne obo funye nsia mudie no.
The angel asked him.
What is
your name?
Within Eddie saying,
so my name is Jacob.
I see me in the Jacob.
So from today,
if you are
it was instant. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today there will be a change to the next level in your life.
Amen.
Lord, release my blessing now.
Amen.
Lord, release my blessing now. My marital blessing. My financial blessing. The job blessing. Blessing in my family. Blessing my businesses. It is now. Release it now. Say, oh Lord, by the power of your word, release your blessing upon my life, in my marriage, in my business, in my workplace, and my home. Release your blessing now. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Rakabaya. Yakabaya. Baba Kabaya, Rakabaya, Kabaya Kaba, Rakababaya, Mande Kaba, Rakababaya, Lord, release my blessings, release my blessings, nah, all right, blessing, release, Yarabaya, Yarabaya. Oh Lord, by the power of your word, release my blessing. Release, oh Lord, release my blessings, oh Lord, blessings, concern my home, my ministry, my children, my wife. Oh Lord, release my blessing. Release my blessings. Now. Concerning my blessings. Release it. Oh Lord, release my blessing upon my life, my children, my wife, my finances, my job, my health, oh Lord, release the blessings upon my life. Aya kabaya, rababaya, rekabaya, makabaya, rababaya, aya kabaya, aya baya, rebabaya, ekabaya. Oh Lord, by the power of your word, release your blessings upon my life.
my marriage, my business, my finance, my home. Oh Lord, release, 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 release. Oh Lord, release your blessings upon my life. Release your blessings upon my life. Release your blessings upon my life. Upon my life. In the name of Jesus Christ.
The Holy Spirit was telling me that.
Go and catch and say.
Do you know that?
When him say,
I, the Lord,
me already
can withhold your blessings sometimes.
It would be a bit more so instead of no more.
It was the Lord who closed the womb of
Hannah.
But through prayer, persistently, God release. Hello?
Hi.
Persistent prayer causes God to release even what that which He has withheld from us.
Asafo.
Persevere in prayer. Push God to release something upon your life. And tonight, I want you to pray as never before.
We have
some 2 minutes to close. But if Hannah's prayer could push God to open a womb,
your prayer tonight must push God to release your blessings.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So sometimes let's be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. But many a times there are certain things that we blame the devil for. The devil even don't have any idea. Because God sometimes wants to test your faith in prayer to see whether you will persevere. So Hannah will come 1 year.
And
will go back. The Lord said, I will not release. Then you go back the next time. And come back. The Lord said, I will not release. Then you go back. And come back. The Lord said, I will not release. One particular year. He said, half of today. Half of this year. I must not live here. You are telling yourself. Oh Lord,
and
for this year, before the 100 days is over, I must give a testimony. It is my time of change. It is my time for you to release blessings. I pray for you today that after tonight, let God release your blessings upon your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every delay is over.
Every
delay is over.
Amen.
I stand upon the altar of Jehovah and upon the oil of the man of God in this house. And I make a declaration in the name of Jesus Christ. Anything that causes a delay, there is a change over.
Amen.
It is over now.
Amen.
It is over now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
No more delay.
No more delay.
Hallelujah.
Kaya taya.
No more delay.
No more delay.
Our prayer tonight is that, Lord, maybe our last but one prayer, anything that causes a delay of my miracle, catch fire. Consumed by the Holy Ghost fire. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, sometimes I believe us.
I thought I'd be a genie for.
And when I listen to the podcast, and daddy says some things, I
ask
myself a lot of questions. What have changed
and then,
in our day?
Because
if a man could wrestle with an angel,
so only pani obofoti meeting time
overnight,
and
there's a change.
Nasisaba.
If you can hear of people who have an encounter with God.
Now to meet any problem
in their life change. In our day, doesn't mean we have missed it.
I say,
have you
been asking myself a lot of questions. And I've come to a conclusion. That I might not know the time and the hour.
And so,
but one thing I know is that every hour, every minute, God is doing business. He is doing miracle. Therefore, I must position myself at all times so that when the blessings are released, I will catch my portion. Tonight, any blessing released now, catch your portion. 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 Receive your portion.
Amen.
You must not end up this 100 days.
And since we are in the
just like that. What we did our harvest. We pray for 21 days. And God did miracles. And we are still praying. You know why? I said, God, I stand on your altar to say that when we sacrifice, you will give to us back. Because it's like I want to enter to tomorrow's message. Anyone, anytime that you make a step of sacrifice, instantly there's a release. So we are praying that God, as we have given this year, we will not go the same. Next year, you must run to give more because you release more blessings.
Amen.
You have fasted for 1 month in August.
Yeah,
and you are continuing with prayer.
Ah,
there's abundance of rain coming.
Hey.
A rain of blessings.
Amen.
A rain of blessings.
Amen.
A rain of blessings.
Amen.
All of our blessings.
Amen.
Receive your portion.
Amen.
Sometimes when I wish I'm a member of this church.
Before
I become a pastor.
And so, because
certain prayers
in prayer be,
I am not praying.
If I, obo, no.
If I had known this earlier,
then, onim, enkanina,
I would have gone ahead
tema,
better than I am today.
And go, course, rasi, ne, oye,
but I said something to myself.
Now, okase,
it's never too late.
Enkechi, man, ye.
I will persevere.
Amen.
I will push on.
Amen.
I will press on.
Amen.
Tell of God, I'm here to encourage you.
Amen.
That you should press on.
Amen.
Should push on.
Amen.
Carry yourself.
Amen.
And say it is not over.
Amen.
As long as I'm alive.
Amen.
And my soul is alive.
Amen.
I will press on.
Amen.
And this will be a change.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our time is almost up.
Amen.
Let me declare some things.
Can't send me a good so.
And I will hand over my microphone. Lord Jesus, when I declare you shout a big amen.
Amen.
Father, we have come as your people, not unto man, but unto you.
Amen.
Because you are a destiny changer.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
You are the one that renew things.
Amen.
You are the one that release blessings.
Amen.
Tonight in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because of the encounter we have.
Yes, Lord.
Because you are persevere in prayer.
Amen.
Release our miracles.
Amen.
Release our miracles.
Amen.
Release our miracles.
Amen.
Release our miracles.
Amen.
Release our miracles. Lord, if you are God in heaven,
yes, Lord,
that hears the cry of your children,
oh Jesus,
then I pray in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
After tonight,
yes, Lord,
give them testimony.
Amen.
After tonight, give them testimony.
Amen.
For it is their time.
Amen.
It is their time.
Amen.
To give testimony.
Amen.
I proclaim,
Jesus,
that it is your time.
Amen.
Receive your blessings.
I receive it.
Receive your miracles.
I receive,
receive
it.
Your favor.
I receive,
receive the grace of God.
I receive,
I see you going high.
Amen.
And you are going higher.
Amen.
You are lifted.
Amen.
You are favored.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord smile upon your life.
Amen.
Let every darkness upon your life disappear.
Amen.
Let the delay come to an end.
Jesus' name.
I sense in my spirit a delay has come to an end.
Amen.
Those of you who are delayed in marriage, your finances is lost somewhere. People surround you to block you from viewing your blessings. You see, when people surround you and you stand in the middle, sometimes you cannot see when the thing is coming. But when your way is clear, you can see proper. Any gathering around your life that is causing a delay in your life, it is over now. It is over now. Let them scatter. Let every demonic gathering covering your view. Let them scatter. Let them scatter. Let them scatter. Let them scatter. Let them scatter.
No more delay.
Amen.
Marital delay is over.
Jesus name.
I said marital delay is over.
Amen.
Financial delay is over.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.
They shall have eternal